Brendan, would you take great pride in, I suppose, ruining the Eagles' season? Does there any sort of is that inspiration in that?
I think teams positioned where we are always have a purpose of trying to disturb opposition runs in the finals. So that would be always part of the motivation, yeah.
What are you hoping to get out of Alvin? If the win's not imperative, what are you asking the boys?
We're always trying to win. There's no doubt about that. We're trying to disturb other teams' runs in the finals. We're trying to uphold our value of trying to be really consistent. We think we've been consistent by and large without win losses. And a lot of players are trying to set up their pre-season, so the way in which you finish is an important reason to attack these last few games.
Have you already, speaking about next year, have you already got one eye or two eyes on next year, or has that started weeks ago?
I think there's always ongoing planning into next year in terms of scheduling and what you train and things like that, but right now our focus is trying to finish off these few games well.
Yeah. John Barker's been linked to the Gold Coast Suns job. Yeah. Do you think he'd be a great candidate, and would he make a good senior coach?
Well, he's done all the level four in the last few years. He's been in the system a long time, been a terrific support for me, and highly respected in and around our group. So if there's alignment there, we wouldn't stand in his way of him exploring it.
You've probably been asked this in recent weeks, but the win-loss compared to last year, is it too easy for critics to say you've gone backwards?
Listen, we don't really get too sidetracked by the external noise, but there's lots of signs of growth for us. I think we've won more quarters than we did last year. We're in games right up into the final quarters, haven't got over the line, but more importantly, a lot of games into our youngsters and five rising stars. So there's lots of little signs that we're headed in the right direction. We knew it was going to be bumpy because we're in the second year of a reset, but we're looking forward to attacking this game.
Levi Casbolt, his name's popped up with a lot of clubs interested in him. Just how desperate are you to keep him at the Blues, and how hard will you go to try and keep him, to make him stay?
Oh, listen, Levi's a Carlton person. He's been really invested in our footy club. We're invested with him, so he's working really hard on his game all year. I think people can see that, and he's a terrific contested mark, so he's a valued member of our team.
You're confident he'll be there next year?
We'll see how that all unfolds. I'd like to think so, but it's always the unknown.
The other one's Daisy. Have you already started talks with him about his future?
No, I haven't started those conversations. We'll wait to the back end of the year. But again, he's a Carlton person. The last few years, I've been really impressed with how he's invested in our youngsters, and he's got good footy smarts. And I've said a few times this year, people probably underestimate his footy intelligence. He knows the game and sees it very well.
With the young guys in particular, has it been the big challenge just trying to keep morale up at this late stage of the year?
No, there's no issue with morale because we celebrate the little elements of growth they've had in their game. And also they can see clearly in terms of our system where they can improve, and if they feel as though they've got focus in that on what to improve and how, morale stays high. And also I'd like to reflect on our leaders. Their investment in our young guys has made the club a real positive place to be.
Coaching's a tough job. We see obviously fans get a little bit angry at times. Yeah. In the box last week, you surprised by how much airtime it's got?
No, I'm not surprised. It's probably good theatre. I think the media had a bit of fun with the coaches this week, and maybe this week I'm just going to have to start walking around again instead of yelling into my hand. It's a passionate game. We love it.
Was it a smart move to yell into your hand, though?
We always have a little chance to vent. We were in a really tight game, and just some little simple execution things get us, but it just shows we're all human. We just love it. And
does your wife ever give you any tips or advice, or like Damien Harvick's wife?
She's always got some advice, there's no doubt about that. No, Louisa says keep going on your walks and come back and refocus, so that's what I'd use that for.
Well, at least you didn't post a wall like Leon did.
It's funny what it does to this game. That's what we're actually addicted to, isn't it? The ride and the emotion like supporters. We've got a reset in the box, but it's an emotional game and we care a real lot about our teams.
Good. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you.
Thanks,
cheers.